Getting you set for this week's action in Northern Colorado Preps. This is Preps Midweek on 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Good Wednesday afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Preps Midweek as we kick off the block party right here on 1310 KFK. We're coming to live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios here at 1310 KFK. Don't forget tomorrow. Get ready, folks. We're going to be dialing out some numbers, some websites you guys can go to. Red Cross is going to be in the house. PDC Energy and Red Cross getting together with KFK and going on all about house fires tomorrow. So from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. and then I'll have a couple hours, Fossil Ridge and Loveland tomorrow afternoon. I'll talk about it more. Give you guys a website that you can donate to. Good stuff. Our great sponsor on the program is Quality Well and Pump, 353-3118. If you want to talk to them, they've got you bookended out there on in LaSalle and in Ault as well. Quality Well and Pump, the top in irrigation products since 2005 out here. Also, if you're holding grain on farm, Souk Up Grain Bins, they've got it for you at Quality Well and Pump. We thank them for their sponsorship. On the program today, a couple of Fossil Ridge nuggets to begin. Head coach Dave Phillips going to jump on. He's on the line with us right now. We'll get to him in a second. Hang in there. Caitlin Hayes, who has had an unbelievable season for the Sabercats so far, the sophomore, and she was with that team last year when they went to the championship. We'll talk about that experience with her in the second segment. That brought to you by Martinez Roofing, our player profile, of course. Brady Strang, the senior from Fort Collins. Brady, we're going to get her on about 4:35 here. She had a great week. She was our player of the week, our CRP 4x4 player of the week, and she's had an unbelievable week. And then final segment, Mike Davis, the head coach for Extreme Volleyball, club team that has a great partnership with Power to Play Sports. We'll talk to Mike Davis in the final segment. So let's get to it right now. Up on the hotline is head softball coach out at Fossil Ridge High School, Dave Phillip. Coach, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Fantastic. I know you're busy, so I'm going to only keep you a sec, but I wanted to get back in touch with you before we get to state, before the playoffs get going in this thing. And what I don't know, Dave, tell me, I didn't see a score from the Monarch game yesterday. I'm assuming if you played, you won.
Well, thanks, Clark. Appreciate you having us on.
Sure.
Yeah, we did pull it out. It's a tough game in our league.
Really?
As everybody knows, one of the tougher leagues in the state every year, and next was a 2-1 game in the fifth, and we were down and hit a 3-run homer.
Wow.
Got back in the game, and they're winning 5-2, so we're still we survived, I guess you would say, here as we're getting down there toward the end. So, the kids are excited about that. It was a good great win against the Monarch. Did a really, really good job. Next, our league's just really, really tough, so you got to be ready to go every night. So that definitely was a good test for us, and fortunately we were able to pull it out.
Boy, no doubt. You said how tough this league is. The FRL is crazy good. It seems to be that way every single year. You guys are going to be lucky this year, I think. If my math is right, I tried to do it all today. And tell me these things first, and let the folks who are listening at home know, too.
Sure.
They've changed it a little bit. The first two games are going to be at home sites, correct?
Correct. They just changed that yesterday, I believe.
So if my math is correct, and tell me this, if you win the conference, you guys can't win the conference here because I think the two losses came against the two teams you can tie
in
Horizon and Broomfield. So you're going to settle for third, basically, in the conference, which is fine. What I go to is the RPI number at number four right there for you guys. If it lands that way and you're in the top four, first of all, do the conference winners get an automatic top eight bid, or are they just into the 16?
That's a great question. I actually asked my AD that about a week ago. I was thinking the same thing you were. His information is that's not the case. They
right.
just take the top 16, and those teams get in as an automatic, but they're not seeded 1 through 8, but they do get in as automatic bids, and then they go ahead and they take the RPIs, the coaches poll, and max preps, and then they'll come up with the top 16, and then they'll seed it that way. But those eight just get automatically.
That's what I thought.
They get an automatic bid, right.
Yeah, so if my math is right here, being in the top four RPI is going to be huge because that means if you take care of your business, you're going to have two home games to begin.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. So tomorrow night is even – they're all big.
Sure, everyone.
Tomorrow night with Loveland is a huge game. And, again, you're right. We hope that happens. And we're sitting number four and then we would get two home games, and then if you win your two home games or two games on the road, wherever it is, sure, then following Saturday still stays. October 10th was a state tournament. The difference is, though, there less teams would go. It'd be basically your final four,
right,
is what it would be for that, for the October 10th. So they're just bringing less teams and, you know, obviously less people down there to Aurora. So, yeah, different format. Like everything else this year, this has probably never happened before.
Sure.
So this is significant change and everything. And if you can be the home team, that's hopefully an advantage for you to not have to travel. And hopefully we – that's the case. If it isn't for some reason, then you still got to – you got to play one at a time. You have to go on the road, you go on the road, whatever it takes. But you're right. If everything plays out, we've got a shot to stay number four. Based on the criteria that they're looking at with the RPI, coaches poll, max preps, which I really have no idea how that'll all,
sure,
how
sure
it all adds up, but that's what they're looking at when they finally come up with the final 16 teams.
So a league in a normal year where you had maybe you have more teams coming into play, the league's going to get a little deeper run here. But Broomfield, the three RPI, Fossil Ridge, you guys are the four. Horizon's the seven. One of those two between Horizon and Broomfield is going to take the league championship. So it leaves the other two in. Rocky and Legacy, probably not so lucky, sitting at 14 and 15, because there's some teams in here, Dave, that are going to win their conferences that aren't near the top 20 either. That or they're playing down at 4A. I just wonder how deep the number is going to go for teams to get in.
That's a great question. I mean, that is exactly right. If somebody wins their league and they're 18, 20, whatever they are, they can bounce somebody that's 15
right.
or 16 because
yep.
because they won their league. So, yeah, we love to get as many in from our league as we can. You know, that's just something that our coaches are that way in the league. It's a very close-knit really group of coaches and,
sure,
you know, and players, and a lot of respect throughout our conference. I think we're with each other, and we look forward to getting as many as we can get in, you know, when we can, of course. So, yeah, we hope everybody can get in, and we just kind of, although we don't ever like to play each other again if we happen to play each other, but I guess if you have to play each other, you'd rather have it be at stake because then you know you made it. So that's kind of what we always tell each other, too.
Yeah,
so,
and you have the chance for a revenge tour. I mean, Broomfield beat you guys regular season last year. You knocked them out of the playoffs last year. You're going to have a chance whether you face Horizon or Broomfield again this year in the playoffs to do the same thing.
Absolutely, and we would look forward to doing that, and I'm sure they look forward to playing us too. And but yeah, you're absolutely right. That's the part of it that makes it really interesting. That when you do get into state, because our league has been so strong, there is a good possibility that you're going to run into one of the other,
sure,
you know, one of your front range league opponents somewhere in the state tournament. If you're still alive, so that even ups the ante even a little bit more when you get to state. But again, if that happened to happen, we'd be excited because that means we're still there. So that would be okay too.
It's become commonplace at your program now. Six out of those last 7 years to the Final Four, three of the last 6 years to the championship game. That experience probably is irreplaceable. I mean, that's unbelievable stuff right there. But really, Dave, when you get down to the final eight teams that are kind of sitting around, those are all great softball teams. It's just who's going to play the best that day, right?
Absolutely. And can be one mistake.
Yep.
It could be one call. It could be the ball hits the line. You know, you get one of those. You get lucky. I've always kind of almost looked at it that way. You got to have some luck in there too.
Yeah, no doubt.
Ball's got to hit a chalk.
Yep.
Maybe hits the bag or, you know, something happens.
Yep.
But usually you've got to have some. Got to have some big hits. Got to make some big plays on defense, and you just got to put it all together. Usually. You're right. When you get down to the final group, you've got to have the three components: the good pitching, good solid defense, and timely hitting is really what you have to have. And then a little luck always plays in there too, I think. So, but absolutely right. When you get into that last group, it's wow. It's every pitch is big, one pitch can decide the game, and ordinarily it does in some of those games. One play, one pitch can decide those games. So. Which makes it really fun too, and that's what we're that's what we're looking forward to doing, and hoping it works out and we can get this game tomorrow night and then be ready for next week.
When you guys head into state, this team, another great year for you guys. How does this team stack up? Where are you putting them? Do you look at this and go, how do I have this team ready as compared to last year or the year before or any of those 7 years before? How ready is this team? Two juniors in the circle for you and only three seniors on the team and a host of underclassmen who are impactful for you. How does this team stack up going in?
I think real good. I mean, the one big thing, Clark, we're still really young. You know, we've got some kids that have stepped in and played this year, that new roles for them too. So we had a little bit more experience last year with our senior group. They had really, they'd had a little bit more experience playing at the varsity level, than a couple of our other seniors that have done an unbelievable job. So I wouldn't say we're behind on that either. We just want to make sure we're finishing strong. The best we can, and you know, when you get these tough games, and you can pull them out, and if you happen to lose them, you got to try to learn from them. But all in all, I mean, I think this is definitely a team that, the way everything's playing out right now, they got a great shot, as good a shot as any team that we've had since I've been here, as far as going on. And I'm basing that on kind of how we played throughout the season.
Sure.
You know, the couple of our losses were to top teams in the state, and those were games that, you know, we thought we had a chance to win, and we just felt like maybe it wasn't our time there. And so we hope we learned. We got some experience from that. And we do have a good group core back that, although young too, that did get a chance to go deep last year in state. So we hope that's going to pay off too, you know, as we continue going on. So, at the end of the year, you just want to be playing as high – level softball as you possibly can be going into it, where you've got the confidence piece comes in now. If the girls feel like they can win, and you've been playing pretty well, you've got a pretty good chance. If you're kind of stumbling going in, then it becomes a little bit harder. But so far, again, tomorrow night's a huge game for us. And if we can get that, I think we feel pretty good going in. If we can keep this thing going tomorrow night going in, on a high note,
you
just try to take that and move on.
And we'll have that game tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon, 4:15, first pitch. It'll be Fossil Ridge and the Loveland Indians. They're smarting a little bit coming off the loss against Fort Collins. So we'll see how Mike Felton's team does tomorrow. But, Coach, thank you. I know you're busy. Thanks for jumping on with us. Do we have – we're going to go to a break here. Is Caitlin around?
Caitlin's right here.
Fantastic.
I can have her on my phone if you'd like to do it that way.
Yeah, we'll call you back here in just a few minutes. We'll go through the break. You don't have to hang on through there. We'll call you back. Get your super soft on the phone. The sophomore who plays shortstop and leads most of the offensive categories for you. She's had a great year.
And, absolutely.
And before you go, I just got to say, I know you're looking at this year, but I can do this. I can go around the corner. I can go around the corner and look at next year. You know, you got Cody Oliver, a sophomore behind the dish. Behind the plate. You've got two junior pitchers in the circle. You've got a sophomore shortstop that leads you offensively. You're going to lose Mia in center field. I get that, but pretty strong up the middle already for next year, right?
Yes, we're excited for the future too. We've been I've been very fortunate here. So we're very excited, and that's part of it too. We've been able to go get into the playoffs, give these kids a lot of experience, and that's really helped our program. As the years have gone on, and that's, you know, you can't replace that experience that they get and confidence of being there. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. We look forward to tomorrow and the future, as they say, the next day, that kind of thing. So you're absolutely right. We're excited about the group of kids that we have in our program, all through our program. We really are.
Fantastic. Coach, we'll see you on the field tomorrow, and we'll call back here in a few minutes and get Caitlin on the phone, okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having us on, Clark. Appreciate it. Take care now.
You bet, Coach. That's Dave Phillip, the head coach at Fossil Ridge High School. What is he, 11th year, I think? This is just a crazy, crazy good program. As we said, six of the last 7 years to the Final Four in the 5A level in the big boys and girls category. And, of course, three of the last 6 years to the finals. Weren't able to punch the ticket, didn't get the hardware. Maybe this year is the year for the hardware for Fossil Ridge softball. We'll come back in a moment, talk to the sophomore, the shortstop, Caitlin Hayes. We'll do that in a moment. Our Martinez Roofing player profile is next, right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hear Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back to the program, 423. It is, of course, the Preps Midweek, brought to you by Quality Well and Pump. We're coming to you live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Don't forget, tomorrow from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m., it'll be PDC Energy and the Red Cross of Weld County. And we're going to, they're partnering with us on this great event knock out house fires in and around Weld County. So be sure to tune in all day long. I'm going to give you a website throughout the day you guys can get into and donate through. So great stuff tomorrow, no doubt about it, right here on KFKA, starting at 6 a.m. Mornings with Gail tomorrow morning. Let's get to our Martinez Roofing player profile. Martinez Roofing, they've been family-owned and operated in NoCo since August of 2000. Martinez Roofing, proudly owned by Steve and Jenny Martinez. They pride themselves with honest, top-of-the-line craftsmanship. You can call them at 330-6557. It is Martinez Roofing. Right now, our player profile up on the hotline right now is the super sophomore from Fossil Ridge High School, Caitlin Hayes. Caitlin, how are you?
Good. How are you, Clark?
Fantastic. Thanks. I know you're busy, so thanks for jumping in with us right now. Let's take a look at this. Sophomore, last year as a freshman, you were impactful. Four home runs, second on the team in ribbies last year, hit 366. When you see that from a freshman, that's pretty cool stuff. You're just doing it even better this year. You know, five homers, 19 ribbies, leading the club there. You must be seeing the ball pretty well right now.
Well, towards the beginning, yes. I've been a little rough right now, but yeah.
Is that
Thank
right?
You.
A little bit of a slump going for you right now?
Yeah, a little bit of a slump right now, but we're working through that.
Yeah, well, this would be a good time to work through that because you're knocking on the door to state. Tell me how exciting it was last year as a freshman to go all the way to the finals and how much that experience is going to help you this year.
Oh, it was so much fun last year. It was unbelievable. I had amazing teammates last year that helped me through it all, and I am looking forward to helping my team this year get to those finals as well, since I have some experience with that.
Caitlin, you've been a shortstop all your life. I saw when the rosters came out, I looked at that, and I thought it said second base for you. So when you came in, where'd you play last year? Where were you defensively?
Well, for high school, I was playing shortstop.
You were, okay.
But for club, I've been a pitcher in third base. High school is when I first played short. I've never played short in my life before last year.
Okay, is there a chance Coach Phillip would use you in the circle if he needed to?
There's a possibility. I don't know, but we have good defense behind Nikki right now, and
sure.
Nikki's pulling her weight right now. So right now it's working.
Boy, no doubt about it. And Nikki will be back next year too. So you got two, in fact, both your pitchers that have pitched innings this year, just juniors. So
yeah.
You got Cody behind the plate. She's just a sophomore like you. There's Jordan's a junior, I think. It's not just this year. I mean, this is just, you've put yourself in a program that's good every single year, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about club ball for you. Where do you play when it's not Fossil Ridge season?
I play for Impact Gold.
You do. I know. Tell me some other kids on Impact Gold, because I keep running into that name out here. In fact, I think that's Brian Aguiar from Windsor. I think he's got something to do with that, doesn't he?
I play for his wife, Tara Aguiar.
You do?
Aguiar.
Okay, there you go.
Yes. And some of the girls on Windsor, Ella Aguiar, Reagan Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are some girls on my team.
Really good team for you, as you said there. How important is that? I mean, you're a softball player. Do you play other sports?
I used to play basketball and volleyball, but since high school started, I've been just playing softball.
So my guess is you're one of those, kind of like my son who's a baseball player. You just play all year round, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought so. Any time during the year where you get to take a couple months off of swinging the bat or not?
The only time would probably be November or December, but those aren't really months off either with pitching. So.
Sure. That's exactly right. No question about it. As we said, last year's playoff run was big for you guys. Leaders on the team, you're just a sophomore, so if you need to look at somebody on the team, who are the leaders that are on the field for you guys?
Oh, this year is probably our three seniors, Sierra Champion, Mia Moore, and Rachel McClave. Every time something's going bad or I just need some support, I always look at them. Like, they're great role models.
All right, last question for you. This league that you guys are in, It's crazy good. I mean, Horizon and Broomfield have beaten you guys this year, so my guess is you guys are probably chomping at the bit to get back at them in the postseason. But talk about playing in the FRL, because every time, even the Monarch game, that's a tough game for you guys last night, and that's a team that's 1-7. I'm talking to Coach Phillip, and they didn't have the score on Max Preps, so I was surprised to find out they had you down middle of the game last night. But that's kind of the way this league is. You don't bring your A game. Anybody can knock you out.
Yeah, that's totally true. It's a team effort. Like, we have 12 people on the roster. Everyone is doing a job and playing a role. And like you said, everyone, if you don't bring your A game, they're going to beat you. So, yeah, that's very true. This is a hard league to play in.
Boy, no doubt about it. Caitlin, I know you're busy. Thanks for jumping in with us here. And we'll be at the game tomorrow. We got you guys on the radio tomorrow against Loveland. And then it's playoff time. So just take a picture, man. Have fun. And go win a state championship this year, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you, Clark.
You bet. Thank you, Caitlin. That's Caitlin Hayes, sophomore at Fossil Ridge High School. She's the starting shortstop, the leader in so many categories offensively for this Sabercat team. And, boy, when you've got a sophomore that good, that well-spoken, that's cool stuff. So she's getting ready to go to the state tournament for the second time in 2 years. And my guess is with this program, she's probably going to go 4 times. So that's fun. We'll come back, and our player profile part 2 is coming up. Brady Strang, our CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters Player of the Week last week, is going to jump on the phone with us and talk about her 3 home run, 9 RBI week, 3 games in there. And we'll talk about some Fort Collins memories, the senior looking to college too, all kinds of good stuff coming up. Brady Strang's next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
No Code Now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
Alrighty, 4:35 on the Preps Midweek on this gorgeous Wednesday in Northern Colorado. We're coming to you live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios right here at 1310 KFK. I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for jumping in with us. All right, there's nobody hotter in the state right now than this young lady who is, what a week for her. Our CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters Player of the Week. It's up on the website right now. You can go take a look. Last 3 games, she has been killing it, folks. Brady Strang, the senior at Fort Collins High School, jumps in. Brady, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you for jumping on. I know you're busy, so we'll make this short. But, boy, we had to give you some kudos, man. You are – that ball must seem like a beach ball to you right now, because you're whacking the tar out of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it usually is.
That's good stuff. Last 3 games, 5 for 8 at the plate, double, triple, 3 home runs, including what I heard was about a 300-foot shot against Loveland. Pretty cool stuff. 9 ribbies as well. When you're like that, boy, you just want to get up all the time, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, good. That's good stuff. And here's what I'm kind of sad about. I mean, you guys, it looks like you're not going to make the playoffs this year. It would be fun for you to be taking that bat to state tournament, wouldn't it?
Oh, you know, it would be nice.
Yeah.
But, you know, not everything in life goes as planned.
Oh,
so.
Man, you got your head on your shoulders. I was talking to Coach Aragon about you a little bit. And I said, you know, senior for Brady, what's she going to do next year? Is she thinking about playing? And I think maybe when I talked to you before, I heard this before, that you are such a big art student that is what you want to get going. What kind of art are you looking at? What makes you happy? Where do you want to go when high school's over?
I think honestly the biggest disappointment to every coach I know is that my goal in life is to probably be roughly done with sports after high school.
I have
such a huge passion in the arts, more along the lines of like animation and like comic books.
Comic books, that's what I heard. Yeah. That's crazy. So do you draw comic books? I mean, you do the whole thing, illustrations and the dialogue and all that good stuff?
Yep. In my free time, I like to just kind of sit down, write out like a story, and then I'll spend hours upon hours of my time just drawing it out.
Fantastic. Oh, that's great stuff. So if you are there certain colleges maybe that are better for that you're looking at? Or do you know where you're going to go yet?
I'm looking to get into, there's one in Denver, and if I'm correct, it's called the Rocky Mountain School of Art and Design.
Oh, fantastic.
There's one in California called Cal Arts. That one's pretty big because that one goes directly into, like, working for Disney.
Sure.
And there's another one in Rhode Island that I am absolutely forgetting the name of.
Well, you're all over the map here. Are you true and true a Fort Collins kid?
Absolutely.
So you've been here your whole life. What would going to big old California do, or going all the way to the other, to the East Coast?
Sorry, go on.
That would be kind of tough for you, or would that be something you would look forward to?
Quite honestly, I've never really enjoyed California.
Really? Yeah.
I've been there a few times. I hate the heat.
No,
so
stay on this side. So Maine wouldn't be bad for that though. So you're okay there. That's very, very cool. Give me some memories of, you're a senior this year. Give me some memories at Fort Collins High School. What sticks out to you when you think about 4 years as a Lampkin? What are you gonna think back? What are you gonna remember?
Honestly, probably everything Aragon has said throughout the years. He's always been a guy that's like, if I'm yelling at you, it's because I enjoy the game. And quite honestly, I'm somebody who hates getting yelled at. So anytime Aragon would get into one of his, like, his quote-unquote, like, passionate speeches, where half of it is just yelling, it's something that I'd be like, okay, to ensure this never happens again, I'm going to try my hardest.
I finally found somebody that gives it back to Aragon, because, he dishes it out enough. Somebody's got to give it back to him, so good for you, Brady. That's fantastic. So, just wanted to congratulate you on a wonderful career at Fort Collins, and I'm so happy for you that you know kind of what you want to go ahead and do at the next level, and I hope to open up a newspaper or get online someday and see a comic from Brady Strang, man. That would be the most outstanding thing ever.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for jumping on with us. And tell Keith thanks for making you accessible. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, that's Brady Strang, senior at Fort Collins High School, our CRP, 4x4 Truck Outfitters Player of the Week. And she's terrific. How about that? I mean, all this ability that you have to go on and play sports at the next level, and she says, I know what I want to do. Boy, there's so many kids that, even seniors that are like, and I understand it. Just say, I don't know what I want to do. Don't know where I'm going as we get to the next level. She certainly does. We thank Brady for jumping on the phone with us. All right, final segment of the program's coming up. Mike Davis from the Extreme Volleyball, club volleyball team, 18S team, the head coach is going to jump on. They partner out at Power to Play Sports, do tournaments out there and all kinds of great stuff. Mike's a terrific coach. We're going to talk to him about his club team coming up next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Dan Patrick, The Hull Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Alrighty, welcome back. Clark Johnson with you from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios here at 1310 KFKA. Don't forget tomorrow, folks, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. we'll be in studio. Every hour we're going to have guests from the Weld County Red Cross on tomorrow. PDC Energy and Red Cross are doing a great partnership with us tomorrow here on the station. We'll have a website you guys can go to donate, and it's all about house fires in Weld County and the surrounding area. So it's a great day to give, to donate, and we're looking forward to that. So be here with us. We'll have softball tomorrow afternoon, I should say, 4:15, as we'll be with Coach Dave Phillip and his Fossil Ridge Sabercats tomorrow. They take on the Loveland Indians, sans Lauren Krings, the incredible senior that graduated last year. They've stumbled a bit this year, Mike Felton's team, but when you graduate somebody that was as good as Lauren Krings was, sometimes the cupboard's a little bare. So that's their situation there. We'll have that for you tomorrow. Mitchell's Flooring, first pitch at 4:15 tomorrow. All right, this is cool. Power to Play Sports is one of our favorites here at the station. They just do it the right way. It's class untold. I mean, they are, if you, if, and even if you're out of state or out of the country, it seems now, people seem to know about this place because they are great hosts for tournaments and really have a standout facility as well. And up on the hotline right now is one of the guys who is taking advantage of that and a great partner with Power to Play Sports, Mike Davis, the head coach from Extreme Volleyball, up on the phone. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing well, Clark. How are you, sir?
Fantastic. Thanks for jumping in with us. Give us some background, Mike, on just what you do, where you are with Extreme, and really how you guys incorporate what you do at Power to Play Sports as well.
Yeah, sure. So I coach for a small club out of Frederick. It's Extreme Volleyball Club. I've got girls. I've got seven of Frederick High School's best players. What's that?
I said, wow, that's great.
Yeah, I've got seven of Frederick High School's best players. I've got one from Erie, one from Meade, one from Windsor, and one from out in Platte Valley, out in Keensburg. So we draw them in from just about everywhere around northern Colorado right now. So our club, Extreme's been in, it's been active for about a little over a decade. It was started by a lady who was one of the head coaches up here at one of the local high schools. She's been coaching for, you know, well over a decade. Her name is Jamie Brott. She started this club, like I said, many years ago, and I've been coaching. I've been a head coach for them for about 4 years. I think this is going to be my fifth year right now. We've had some pretty good success in the last couple of years. My team last year was in the top three of the Rocky Mountain region for 17 and under. So we love volleyball. You know, in my opinion, it's one of the best sports a young lady can play. When it teaches teamwork like no other sport does. So we're really fortunate to have our club going, and we're really fortunate this year considering what happened with a lot of smaller clubs.
Boy, no doubt about that. I mean, you said that exactly right. Talk about club volleyball as a coach. Have you branched out and coached at the high school level in any of the high school seasons, or is this just club for you?
Let's just say not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Yeah,
so that's
right.
That's not something you'd poo-poo down the road. You'd say
not, not at all. Not at all. That's a future plan of mine to look, especially around here, local. You know, we have some great clubs as you're well aware.
Sure.
You know, with Meade and Frederick and Erie and Windsor, in fact, all being one of those top-notch teams. So yeah, that's definitely something that I'm looking at in the near future.
Mike, we're talking with Mike Davis, the head coach of Extreme Volleyball out of Frederick. I've seen the Facebook page, too. It's great. So if you guys want to get more information, you can sure go there. There's no doubt about it. Talk to me about the nice juxtaposition between club volleyball and high school volleyball. It's like other sports nowadays. Club is so important when it's not the high school season for those kids that want to play or be really dial it down to one sport.
There's no doubt about that. If you watch high school volleyball and you can see the level of play that some of these players are playing at in high school, these are girls, especially on the varsity team and JV teams, you can see that these are girls that have a future in collegiate and beyond playing volleyball. And a lot of those skills actually start in lower ages prior to high school, and they start in the club system. The clubs take them in and teach them the game, and then by the time they hit high school, they have these skills already developed, and then the high schools just take them and develop them even further so that they can go on and continue their career in college and beyond. So club is hugely important to the girls, and it's huge importance to the high schools as well. And, you know, we work pretty well hand in hand with each other. As you kind of alluded to, many of us head coaches actually teach at the high school level,
right,
as well. And so there's definitely a correlation between the two.
What are the age groups for your Extreme teams, Mike? Where do you start and where do they end there?
For the past few years, we've run from 15 all the way up to 18. And obviously with COVID putting a really bad crimp in our style this year, we're only running an 18 under team, and that's my team. We just could not find the places to put our teams to practice. The COVID shut down all the middle schools and high schools to outside organizations, and so a lot of the smaller clubs just kind of dissolved or were absorbed by other bigger clubs.
Boy, that's a variable that you thought we're never going to have to worry about, is finding a place to play. And I see it at other sports, too. I got a kid that plays baseball at Rocky and playing summer ball right now. They're just scrambling to find places to play games. And it's the same for every single sport. So, yeah, this is never in your wildest dreams, Mike, did you ever think that you'd have something like COVID in the middle of all this trying to figure it out, right?
No, there's no doubt. This hit us blindsided. You know, we get a call from we're calling around to verify our places at St. Vrain Valley School District, and they're telling us, well, we're afraid we're not going to be able to host you guys again this year after, you know, working with them for nearly a decade. So it leaves these smaller clubs like us that don't have their own facility scrambling to find a place to practice. Otherwise, you know, how can you field a team when the season starts? So, you know, we started calling around, and I'll bet you we called at least, you know, 15, 20 different locations, private businesses. And finally, my director got a hold of, I believe it was Allison or Heather over there at Power to Play.
Sure.
And they have just been awesome. They hooked us up, you know, basically brought us back from the brink of extinction this year to having a place, a great place, as you alluded to in your intro, was a great place to practice with, you know, clean facilities. They've got quality equipment and stuff like that. And the people there are just awesome. They have worked with me really, you know, they have gone out of their way to work with me to get me some time to get my girls in there.
Yeah, you brought up Power to Play, so let's go there. High school fall leagues. I was told, hey, ask Mike about the high school fall leagues at Power to Play yeah. Sports. So, yeah, talk to us about that and what that looks like.
Oh, it was a great opportunity. You know, we were looking for a couple days a week of practice, and I believe it was Heather got in touch with Jamie and said, hey, I've got this opportunity here. If you want to practice on Tuesdays, we have leagues on Thursday night, and you'll have league games, guaranteed six games, and you'll get some practice. And to me, as a head coach, I'm thinking, hey, that's scrimmage time right there. That's pretty darn huge. And so we're actually practicing on Tuesday nights, and on Thursday nights we have a league game. I think this week, tomorrow, we have our fifth league game out of six. And so, you know, it's huge. It's like you said, like I said before, it's just huge to us. It was a lifesaver for our team, and we're just really, really happy to be working with these guys.
Well, you have so many choices, too. In regular years, you have choices.
Oh, yeah.
You have choices where you're going to go to tournaments, where you're going to go to. And when you get a place like Power to Play, and we tell you, Heather Evans and Allison Chaney and, of course, Michael and mm-hmm. David do their thing at the top, it's just it's a great run organization. And the key to it is if I hear the teams that go back the next year and the next year, those are the returning teams. Those are the ones that tell you you're doing it the right way as far as organizing a tournament.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, and especially considering that they have the facility and the ability to host so many teams.
You know, sure.
I'm just one team out of the multitude of teams that they were able to help out this year. You know, every night when we go to practice, there's at least three, four other clubs with five, six other teams, and they're doing the exact same thing. They've just been great. You know, there's scheduling that has to happen, and Allison and Heather have been working with us really well. So, you know, things are moving along. And to be quite honest, I don't know that I could have had a season with my team if we hadn't found this place.
Boy,
we knew about it before.
Yeah,
we played in their tournaments before.
Sure.
And so again, you know, we knew about that's how we knew about this place. We played in a couple of their tournaments, and so. You know, they have great tournaments. They do a really good job with that whole area of volleyball.
All right. You just said the magic word, volleyball. How exciting and how much fun is it to be involved and be facilitating kids into a sport that's gaining so much traction? I mean, you go to an NCAA volleyball game right now, go out to CSU, go to UNC. It's a packed gym. It's great stuff.
Yeah.
It's loud. It's crazy. High school's gaining that as well. You're getting bigger crowds in the gym. It must be fun to be in the middle of a sport that's growing so much right now in popularity.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. I tell you, this is, as I said this before, volleyball is one of those sports where you can't be a superstar in the sport without the support of the rest of your team.
Yep.
You just can't do it. You can't be a great hitter without a great setter. You can't be a great setter without a great passer. Great passer has nobody to pass to. Who are they, right? So this team teaches teamwork. It teaches camaraderie. It teaches the basic things for a person to be a good person. And so to be part of this, to help bring these kids up and learning to be not only good players but good people is
sure.
huge. And as you said, this sport is gaining momentum here. You know, I'm originally from San Diego, California, so I know a little bit about volleyball.
And I'm an Oceanside guy, so we're not far away there. Yep.
There you go, buddy. You understand. It's in
right
our blood.
On, right
so, but this sport is gaining popularity because not only is it fun to play, but it's fun to watch.
Sure.
You watch these girls operating at a level that you just, you're in awe of.
Yep.
I'm the same way. You know, I've got these girls that I've been bringing up for several years, and to watch them play and to do the things that I've been teaching them to do, it's awe-inspiring. I could never play at the level that these girls are playing. So, you know, it's a great thing. I'm glad to see our state, in fact, push this sport along. I'm so happy to see that the boys are now coming into into this thing. It's the high schools are bringing in boys teams. It's just a great thing, and it's a good time to be a volleyball player and or coach in the state of Colorado right now.
Boy, no doubt about it. Mike Davis, the head coach of Extreme Volleyball. Mike, if people are interested in club volleyball and they want to reach out, what's the best way to get a hold of you and Extreme Volleyball?
Definitely go to our. We have two Facebook pages. Yep. We have actually several, but Extreme Volleyball Club or Extreme VBC on Facebook. You can also check out my team on Extreme Volleyball 18U Blue. That's my team. Okay. There's also a couple other teams. My contact information is on there. Jamie's contact information is on the Extreme VBC page. So yeah, definitely look us up. Next year we're hoping to get back up to five or more teams and get the ball rolling. Or I should say spiking in order to get the season going again. Hopefully this COVID stuff will blow over this year and we'll be able to get back in and play the right way.
I hear that. Mike, thank you so much for jumping on with us today. And I'd love to check in with you again down the road if that's okay.
Absolutely. Call me anytime, Clark. Thanks, man.
You bet. There is Mike Davis, the head coach from Extreme Volleyball. Great partnership as they play out at Power to Play Sports, as we talked about a bunch. And anytime you hear somebody, any kind of a coach, doesn't matter where they've been, if they've been to Power to Play Sports, they've been to a tournament there, they just rave about it. It's always done the right way, and they're coming back for more and more and more year and year and year and year after. So that's really cool. And thank you to Mike for jumping on with us. All right, that's been fun today, folks. Don't forget, tomorrow, Loveland and Fossil Ridge 415 softball in Fort Collins. Saturday, University goes to Platte Valley. Preps Rewind at 10. We'll morph into the softball game at 11. Nerd Show's coming up next. You got Brew Talk, 2 hours, Knick Snacks, Fat Guys at the Movies. So the block party's hitting you big today. And don't forget, tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m., PDC Energy and the Red Cross, big day here on KFKA. Thank you to Dave Phillip, the head coach at Fossil Ridge High School softball, Caitlin Hayes, the super sophomore Sabercat, and Brady Strang, the lambkin from across the way, her as the CRP 4x4 player of the week, and to Mike Davis, of course, for jumping on. Hug your kids. We'll talk to you later on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.